Let's Talk Mental Health is broadcast the third Monday of each month at 11 a.m. and repeated the following Sunday at 12 p.m. The program is produced at the studios of KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Well, we'd like to welcome you this afternoon to the January portion of Let's Talk Mental Health, a local program which discusses mental health issues and concerns to the North Shore community and resources to help. Our subject for this month is going to be mental health in the new year. It's January. That makes good sense. Our guests today are Amy Sumi, nurse practitioner, mental health, at the Lakeview Hospital and Clinic, and also Beth Egan, registered nurse, director of primary care and specialty services, again, at Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chris.
It is good to have you on the program. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy days and schedules to do this. I'd like to jump right in and first of all say that, Amy, we've had the opportunity to be introduced to you via the North Shore Journal article on November the 8th, which the title was Lakeview Clinic Integrates Mental Health Treatment into Primary Care. And one of the quotes from the article was, the goal is to integrate mental health treatment into primary care, basically to make it seamless for local residents to go to their doctor for whatever ails them, from a physical condition to a mental health issue. Amy, could you start by giving us your background, your training, and how this paragraph that I just read really goes into the mission statement of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital?
Well, my background is, of course, in nursing. I started out as a care coordinator working with individuals, low-income individuals with disabilities, mainly mental illness. And I would go into their homes and kind of navigate them through the health system and making sure that they have the right resources, the right people in their lives to make their life a little bit easier. I did that for about 10 years, and then I started at Miller Dewan on the Adult Behavioral Health Unit. And I worked as a nurse there for a few years before I decided to go back to school for my nurse practitioner degree in psychiatry. And then I worked at the Essentia Health Clinic, Behavioral Health Clinic, as an RN with the providers there. And then when I graduated, I started at this wonderful place.
And it is a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
So can you go ahead and lead us into this new integration of mental health treatment into primary care?
So when I saw this availability at the clinic here, which I was like so ecstatic because I worked at this clinic way long ago in medical records. But it was just so nice to see that we were getting mental health services or more and more mental health services up in this area. But so when I first met with Beth and Greg, they were talking about how they would love to incorporate mental health with primary care. So people can just come and get, it's kind of like your one-stop shop in a sense. You can get all your cares taken care of here. It kind of reduces the stigma of mental health because you're going to your local clinic. People don't know exactly what you're being seen for. So it's just a little bit easier, let's say.
You had mentioned Greg. I believe that is Greg Ruberg, the Lakeview CEO. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, in the article, again, from the North Shore Journal back in November, it says that Greg Ruberg says that mental health is an area of focus from a community health needs assessment and that they have been developing a program over the last 3 years to address this need. So this isn't something new. This is something that's been planned for, isn't it?
Yeah, Chris, this is Beth, and I just want to jump in and say you're 100% correct. The community needs assessment is an assessment of Lake County specifically that is done, and it outlines the healthcare needs and challenges and disparities that are out there, and it allows us then to strategically look at how we can really focus our efforts, our energy around those to have a larger impact to the community that we serve. And Over the last few community health needs assessments, mental health has been the top upper three every time we have done that. And so that's why quite a few years ago we started strategically looking at mental health and starting to build the infrastructure for how we could better serve our community.
Beth, you're the director of primary care. Can you give our listeners some of your own personal background on your education and your experience in this area?
Well, yeah, I'm a registered nurse by background and have worked in a number of different acute care setting environments, and then moved into nursing leadership, and at that time went back to school and obtained my master's in business. And throughout my career, I think, you know, every aspect, you know, mental health and its link to our physical health and well-being has always been there. So mental health has always been a passion of mine, looking for opportunities to decrease the stigma around it, to open up the discussion, to make people elevate it to the same level of importance as their physical health. So basically, it's been a part of my nursing background in all different settings.
Thank you. You are quoted as saying that access to mental health services has been a problem across the country and in rural areas like Lake County. Would you like to address that, either one or both of you, please?
Well, I think just when you look at some basic statistics, you know, one in four adults live with mental health issues. And so when you consider that number and then look at trying to access resources currently across the country, within Minnesota, within Lake County, there's a shortage of providers being able to handle the volume of need that's out there. So I think, you know, that's what has really kind of risen to the surface over the last few years. I don't know, Amy, if you want to add to that.
Just, you know, a lot of our mental health patients right now are, well, have been seeing their primary care providers because that's the only way that they can get services, because otherwise they're waiting sometimes up to 6 months just to get into a provider so they can get the correct services that they need for their symptoms. So I really think this is a great opportunity for this area, especially just increasing the access to mental health services.
I think the other component of that as well, and Amy touched on this a little bit as far as, you know, the stigma of mental health illness that still exists out there, and patients feeling a little bit more comfortable when they're in their primary care setting. And that's a huge component, because the research that's been done that even when patients are referred to the specialty care that they need for mental health, because it requires travel and getting to know someone new, telling their story again, only 50% of the people actually follow through with the appointment. So we really saw the opportunity of integrating Amy's expertise of psychiatry in with primary care as an opportunity to impact that number, so that we would have patients feel more comfortable taking that next step and continuing their mental health care.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You both had mentioned the terms stigma, and we take that as an accepted term. But could you break that down a little bit more? What does it mean when we talk about the stigma of mental health?
I can just give a few examples from even my patients. Quite a few of them, even medications, sometimes they don't even like saying them out loud because they're kind of embarrassed that they have to be on medications just because they're feeling sad, they say, or they won't even tell like family members that they're on medications because their family doesn't really think mental illness is a true illness, let's say. But so I think it's important to educate our patients and to let them know that mental illness is a real thing and that treatment is okay, just like you're treating diabetes, heart disease, same thing.
So we want to have an open dialogue, an open conversation about mental health issues that affect us, affect others, and could have some bearing as well on the community at large. Is that a fair statement?
I think so,
definitely.
All right. Do you have any suggestions for individuals who might be nervous about talking about their medication, their condition, or even discussing about family or friends on how they might possibly work to overcome that?
I guess my biggest question is either, you know, being open about it and be, you know, trying to be honest with yourself, honest with others, coming in, making an appointment, and we can just start the talk. It's not like we have to dig too deep, but, you know, just starting the conversation.
I think the other thing that we've done in healthcare and at the clinic here at Lakeview is that we've tried to add components to our intake so that we're screening patients for some of these more typical mental health conditions. And so when you come in for your appointment in primary care, which typically patients are coming for their physical symptoms that they may or may not be having, that we're asking and opening up the discussion, the questions around how is your mental health? How are you feeling today? And so by doing that more and more, it becomes just a part of the overall discussion you have when you come to your provider. And so hopefully that helps to remove some of that stigma as well, because it's just part of the care that you get. It's not just your body, it's also your mental health that we're looking at.
And as one of the local residents and as a patient at the clinic and the hospital, I just want to say that recently I did have an appointment and those exact questions were asked. How are you doing? How are you feeling? And now that you bring that into a perspective, it's more of a complete health assessment evaluation. Now that I hear that, I can say I personally appreciate that very much and thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Moving on, in talking about Lake County itself, what do you see as the future for mental health programming, services, and accessibility within Lake County?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, I've been really fortunate within Lake County being able to create partnerships with each other. For instance, we have the Human Development Center, HDC, that partnered with Lakeview quite a few years ago, and they're on site. And with their adjacency to our organization, we've been able to really offer some, you know, crisis interventions, some psychology intervention and counseling. And so they've brought in a large component that, again, that partnership is really, really important. Also, there's other telemedicine type services that you tap into. There's local EMS services. There's community partners. So I guess, you know, as we as a county continue to tackle this issue, because it's not just one organization or one group, we're collectively all bringing different components, is to continue to build on that partnership and working together so that we can serve the greater community.
Beth and Amy, it sounds like the two of you together in your specialties are developing a collaboration based on evidence-based practices. Will this have an effect on increasing, well, patient access, resource availability?
Well, and you're right, Chris, that this is an evidence-based model of integrating psychiatry services into primary care because, again, usually one doesn't exist without the other as far as mental health and physical health. So the two go hand in hand. And by having it being able to be provided in the local community with primary care, it does increase access for patients. It also allows the opportunity for the primary care provider, for instance, at Lakeview, maybe saying, referring a patient to Amy, they're able to do what we call a warm handoff so that the primary care physician or provider can go to Amy and say, I have a patient here that would like to see you. Do you have some time to come down and meet the patient? And Amy has already had the opportunity to do that, and it worked very well. Yep.
It sounds like what we had discussed when we were setting up this interview about building a foundation for mental health here. And you had mentioned three aspects, if one or both you could talk about, the relationships, structure, and resources.
Yeah, I think we've kind of touched a little bit on you know, some of the relationships with the Human Development Center, you know, local resources. I know one area that we've partnered with as well is the Lake County Mental Health Task Force. This is a group that's been around for a while and has citizens and other mental health patients who will participate on that and have been doing some great work and are strong advocates for mental health in our community. So again, creating that partnership so that we're able to work together versus in silos and potentially duplicating efforts. So that's really, really important. I think the other area that we would want to continue to look at going in the future at Lakeview here, as we expand our facility, we're creating a new space which would be more of a community space where we see the potential of holding different educational opportunities, group meetings, wellness programs for physical wellness as well as mental health wellness. So we see that as an opportunity to kind of shift the focus a little bit to maybe into some preventative. How do we keep ourselves in a good state, in a healthy state of mind and body, and using our new space at Lakeview into this community option?
It sounds like this is a program that is well thought out, well planned, being developed. What do you look forward to in a, let's say, a 3 to 5 year vision plan?
Well, I think at least in the next 3 years, we see continued growth and evolvement of our integrated model here at Lakeview just because of the demand that we're seeing. I know just now Amy and I have been talking about expansion of her role into some other things.
So hopefully in the future, maybe even going into like consulting in the hospital, maybe consulting in nursing homes. And for our patients that are homebound, I'm able to go into their homes and meet with them also.
Which is a huge opportunity to expand the coverage to the patients that need it where they're at.
Yes.
What would you say would be takeaways from today's program that you would like to do an emphasis on for the listeners to pay particular attention to?
That we are here for them. Our access, you know, is just, it's available now, so take advantage. We are here to help. I'm just not here just to push medications to treat. There's different treatment options. There's, you know, focusing on physical health. There's therapy options. Medications, of course, are always there too, but we have to find the right fit on what helps the patient.
All right. Well, ladies, I want to thank you very much for joining me this afternoon for our topic on mental health in the new year. Our guest speakers have been Amy Sumi, nurse practitioner, mental health, Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, and also Beth Egan, RN, director of primary care services at Lakeview Hospital and Clinic. We do thank you very much, not only for being here with us, but for the service you provide. And we want to encourage our listeners, if you have any issues, any problems, please contact a medical care provider.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
And now for this portion of the radio program, which we like to do as far as offering local and regional events and information of mental health interest. The North Shore Mental Health Group, which is based in Silver Bay, has a mission statement, which is to build a community where it is safe to talk about mental well-being and to live well and encourage treatment of mental illness, brain disorders, and brain injuries. The North Shore Mental Health Group sponsors a peer-based support group known as GLAD, G-L-A-D, which is Group for Those Living with Anxiety and Depression. The group meets the second and fourth Mondays of the month from 6:30 to 7:30, and they also have a North Shore Mental Health Group planning meeting, which occurs the third Tuesday at 6:30. The meetings are all held at the United Protestant Church on Elner Drive in Silver Bay. For more information, email nsmentalhealth@gmail.com. Again, that email is nsmentalhealth@gmail.com. The Waterfront Center, located at 109 Waterfront Drive, is a location for community members dealing with mental illness to find support and companionship. Hours are Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Snack and coffee are offered daily. Computer, printer, phone, TV, DVD player, Wii gaming systems, puzzles, games, crafts are all available for use. Monthly meetings are held to plan for the following month. Two monthly outings are held, and you do need to sign up at the center. There is bingo every Friday with prizes. They have an every other month luncheon. Stop in and pick up the monthly calendar with events. Again, the Waterfront Center, 109 Waterfront Drive, Two Harpers, Minnesota. Phone number is 218-595-1067. It's not too soon to mark your calendar for the Cabin Fever Reliever. This is a fundraiser for KTWH 99.5 Two Harbors Community Radio. The Reliever will be held on Sunday, March 8th at 3 p.m., Two Harbors High School Auditorium. The doors open at 2 p.m. for family fun. This will include face painting, music circle, free treats, and cider. Featured artists will include Rocks and Soul, the duo of Breon Morrison, master of jazz, rock guitar, and Roxanne Berglund on keyboard and vocals. Hannah Ray, local artist with original acoustic music with compelling arrangements of classic songs. Colleen Murr, singer, songwriter, and deeply affecting acoustic country folk soul artist. Also, there will be local youth musicians, poetry, and more. And at 2:30 p.m., there'll be a special performance by Thug, Two Harbors Ukulele Group. Tickets go on sale February the 8th at KTWH, also at Cedar Coffee and Mocha Moose. Tickets are adults, $12, $15 at the door. Students and seniors, $8, $10 at the door. Family packages are available for $25. Children 5 and under are free. Another resource to be aware of is the Northland Healthy Minds website. It is at www.northlandhealthyminds.org. On the website, their front page says, "It's okay to have mental illness. Many people do. It's okay to talk about mental illness. Talking makes us feel less alone. It's okay to get help with mental illness. Life can get better." Northland Healthy Minds is a collaborative of businesses, organizations, and people in northeastern Minnesota and northwestern Wisconsin working together to eliminate the stigma surrounding mental illness. If you are in a crisis, call 844-772-4744 or text MN2-741-741. Find all northeastern Minnesota crisis lines at www.letstalkmn.com. If you or someone else is in imminent danger, call 911. Also on the website is an events calendar. And for the remainder of January, some of the items being featured are mental health first aid class, a peer support group, NAMI, Family Support Group, which is a National Association of Mental Illness, and Circle of Parents Support Group. You can go to the website to find out more about the organization, events, and resources. Again, www.northlandhealthyminds.org. This concludes our program today on mental health in the new year. Our guests have been Amy Sumi, mental health nurse practitioner at Lakeview Clinic, and Beth Egan, RN, Director of Primary Care Services at Lakeview Clinic in Two Harbors. We welcome your feedback on the program today and also your suggestions for future topics of discussion. You can email your response to the radio station, KTWH 99.5 FMLP, your local Two Harbors Community Radio Station. This program serves to provide resources needed for practicing good mental health. The program is broadcast the third Monday of each month at 11 a.m. and repeated the following Sunday at 12 p.m. The program is produced at the studios of KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Our topic next month will be seasonal affective disorder. Until next time, for Let's Talk Mental Health, this is your host, Chris Belfield. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.